You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is the band Brat Kings. And those guys are on Hosehead Records. We heard the song off their 7-inch. And the other side is Watermelons. So we heard Good Drugs. So Good Drugs, Watermelons, two sides to that 7-inch. And what can I tell you about Brat Kings? Well, they are from Toronto. There you go. That's what you need to know. And that song, I love. It's so good. All right. 6:35. My name is Anita B. And I'm with you all until 8 o'clock playing music. That's what I'm doing here on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And let's continue on that journey. All right. Let's hear something from the San Francisco band, the OCs. And we're going to hear from their record, Floating Coffin, the song Minotaur. Now, these guys, like, put on... Whoa. Let me turn that off. Okay, good. Okay, I think I'm good. Yeah, those guys put on a crazy good show. I've seen the OCs a couple of times. Yeah, here in Vancouver. And never have they disappointed. Just crazy, crazy, like, I don't know, full on, I don't know, out of controlness. Yeah. All right, so here we go. The station CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm getting paid. La 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 la. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Freak Heat Waves. We heard two from them. They're pretty trippy, and they're originally from Victoria, but they've since migrated on over to Montreal. And, they are on tour. Well, they're going to be on tour. They're leaving next month for a long time. So their first tour date is in their hometown now, their new hometown of Montreal, next month. So April 13th. And then they're going to, they're on tour for a full, just a month. I thought it was 2 months, over a month. So that's a long tour all the way till May 16th. And it looks like almost all the dates are booked. So they're playing all over, mostly, it looks like more in the States and in Canada, but they will be coming to Vancouver, so May the 9th at the Cobalt. And it looks like they're going to be wrapping up their tour in Motown, Detroit. Look at that, at the Marble Bar. All right. That would be on May 16th. All righty. So we heard two from Freak Heat Waves. I think I told you that, right? So we heard Bonnie's State of Mind, and then prior to that, we heard Plastic Coated Dancers. And then we heard the New Pornographers before that with something from their record, Whiteout Conditions. It's the title track. So that was released 11 months ago. And that record is of interest because that's the first record Kurt Dahl did not play on. So not Ryan Dahl, not his brother who's in like bands. But Kurt Dahl, the drummer, he never played on that one. And then who else did not play on that record? Oh, yeah, Dan Behar. So he also, that was the first record. He did not. Now, the New Pornographers have released 7 records since 2000. 7. Crazy. They're, of course, from Vancouver. And anybody in Vancouver who's been in the music scene knows those guys. Like, they've, yeah. Anyways, the time is 6:52. And I'm here with you all until 8. I'm going to play us some Faith Healer right now. These guys are, where are they from? I should know this. They're Canadian. I know that much. And I know that they're on Mint Records. But I don't think they're from here. I don't think they're from Edmonton. Edmonton, Alberta. That's where they're from. Yeah. So, let's listen to these guys. I've played them before in the past. And let's hear the song. It's called Light of Loving. And this is from their record called Try. And there you go. The station is CITR. Hold on. Boom. Let me kill that first. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Faith Healer. Thank you.
member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Right now, we're going to get together and give you a tune that we had a lot of requests for it's our version of
fun, dance to jazz for fun, and play jazz for fun.
From the start, it had a kind of epileptic charm. It fitted the times. It made jokes and it wept. It laughed out loud. It dozed and sometimes spoke with regret.
at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
CITR is where you're at. My name is Anita B. And that right there was the Pack AD with the song Thomas Hardy from their most recent record released just this past year called Dollhouse, their local Pack AD. As a matter of fact, I work with, they're only a two piece, so two gals. And I work with Maya's mother. Yeah, she's a teacher at my school, which is pretty cool. There you go. It's technically her stepmom, but anyways. There we go. Before the Pack AD, we heard Kid Koala. Kid Koala hails from Montreal, Quebec, and he was trained as a kindergarten teacher. That fact always has resonated with me. It's always like stuck in my head. I can't picture him teaching kindergarten. I mean, he would be the coolest kindergarten teacher. Kid Koala, yeah. And we heard the song Basin Street Blues from his 2003 record, Some of My Best Friends Are DJs. Yeah. All right. Before that, Faith Healer out of, what did I say, Edmonton? Yeah. From the record Try, we heard the song Light of Loving. The time is 7:09 already. It's 7:09. Maybe it's time for weather. Let's see what's going on. I have a baseball practice on Sunday, so let's see what's going on. Weather, Vancouver. These guys like to get out there in the cold, which is not my jam at all. So let's hope it's warm. Okay. Let's see. Today is Wednesday. It's already Wednesday the 7th. How did that happen? Wednesday, March the 7th. It seems like it was just like, I don't know, January 7th. But I guess 2 months has gone by. I'm always delayed. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I am retarded. In the dictionary sense of the word, I am always behind. It just seems that way. To retard, to hold back. Yes. anyways, okay, so it's currently 6 degrees out. And yeah, that's us today. So the low tomorrow morning is, the overnight low is 4 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow would be Thursday, correct? Light rain, high of 8. Friday, chance of a shower, high of 7. Ooh, look at this. Saturday is sunny. Oh my goodness, this is good. Oh no, my practice is Sunday. Saturday. No, it's not. Sunday. Sorry, I'm talking out loud. I like to think while I talk. Saturday, March the 10th is a high of 10 degrees Celsius or 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And it looks like it's going to be sunny. So like, that's amazing. Oh, look at that. Sunday, the high is 13 degrees. Oh my goodness, that's nuts. That's like, I don't know, 57 Fahrenheit, something like that, 56. And mainly sunny. Yes, yes, I'm so happy. That's perfect. All right, good. So I'm in a good mood. All right, I'm here with you guys until 8, so that's another, 49 minutes? And we're going to listen to some Broken Social Scene right now. This is the title track from the record Hug of Thunder that was just released last year. And what can I tell you about these guys? Well, Broken Social Scene are out of Toronto, but they've always had a rotating cast of members, like thousands of people. I'm exaggerating, but so many people have like participated in the recording of their records. And this one was released in July of 2017, and this is the first record. I'm going to play us the title track from this record. This is the first one where Leslie Feist actually sings on since 2006, so that's kind of a big deal. And Leslie Feist, lovely girl. Love her. Way back when, back in like, I don't know, early 2000s, my band opened for her in Calgary, in her hometown, and it was a great show, and she was so kind, and it was just it was perfect. So I have fond memories of Leslie. So Hug of Thunder, yeah. And also, this is the first record as well that Broken Social Scene had recorded since they had gone on hiatus back in like 2011. So that's kind of exciting too. So here we go. Let's just listen to it. I'm going to stop talking. And you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'll be back. Oh, I will not be back in 2 weeks. I'll be away. So if today's the 7th, I guess, what's 2 weeks? 7 and 14 would mean that my next show should be on, the 21st? Is that right? 14 and 7. Am I going to wait? Yeah, I'm going to be away. Had to think about that for a sec. Okay, but I should be back the week after. I believe that should be the case. Or the show after. Because my show's only every second week. There we go. Okay, here we go. This is, again, Broken Social Scene on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Born out of an initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians, Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette.
saving all my money. Tonight, yeah, I'm saving my energy. Oh, hey, it's okay. Gonna spill your beer on me. Oh, hey, it's alright. I don't mind. Tonight is me and my
All right, out of LA, that right there is Electric High, the song by the Death Valley Girls. And you can find that on a 7-inch that they released back in 2014. It's a 2-song 7-inch. On the other side, you've got Getting Hard. So there's Electric High and then Getting Hard. And now the thing I find most fascinating about Death Valley Girls is that the two Schemmels at one point were in the band. So we're talking Patty Schemmel, the drummer, former drummer from Hole, and her brother Larry. Now, Patty no longer is in the band, the Death Valley Girls, but she was, and I believe she recorded the first record that they released, which is called, now that's a 7-inch that we listened to. The first record, was called, I think, Street Venom. I think that's the deal. And that was released in the same year, so 2014, on Burger Records. Larry, so that would be Patty's brother, is a guitar player. And of course, Patty's a drummer, as I mentioned. But she has since left the band. And I did have the opportunity to read Hit So Hard? I think so. Maybe that's the documentary. I read the biography, the autobiography of Patty Schemmel not long ago, and it was really good. It was like one of the best books I've read in a very long time. So I highly recommend it if you get a chance. If you like to read, you know, rock stuff, there you go. I'm almost done. It's taken a while because it's a long book. It's a big one. And that is Bruce Springsteen's biography. So Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, which is called Born to Run. It's good. It's not as juicy as I was hoping it would be. So, for example, just like the Tom Petty autobiography I read as well, or biography. That one's a biography. It was written by another guy. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. Anyways, both of them are kind of similar, the books. Like, they don't really get into their personal lives too much. Not too much. I think Tom does more so, for sure. But I wanted to really get the dirt on Tom Petty. And I felt like I was kind of like, wah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the Tom Petty book was about who recorded who and who produced what and like what year it was and who worked whatever, all that kind of stuff. A lot of sort of, technical kind of, you know, musical recording kind of stuff. Same with Born to Run, same kind of thing. So, for example, my friend, so she tells me, she's like, oh, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, she hadn't read the book, but she actually happens to know one of the guys in the book who there's a moment where Against Me, the band, is discussed. And anyway, she knows that guy. But what I'm trying to say is, so my friend Jess was like, oh, you know, Bruce Springsteen had an affair with his, like, at his gym with this other woman. I'm like, what? And well, speaking of Patty Schemmel, his wife, so Patty, so in the book he just talks about how much he loves her, and he barely, you know, if he talks about her, he doesn't talk too much about his previous relationships either. He'll spend like a sentence or three, maybe, just kind of skipping over the surface, lightly going over the surface of all that stuff. And he just goes on and on about Patty and blah blah blah. So then I Googled this, and it was about 10 years ago, and it lasted for a little while. He had an affair with a woman at his gym. And I'm like, wait a second, the book didn't talk about that. So that's kind of fascinating. She was married. At the time, he was 60 and she was 45. And what else can I tell you? So she was married, and it was brought up in their marriage counseling. Like, they would talk about Bruce Springsteen. I'm like, what? She eventually left her husband, but I can't believe her husband, like, stuck around. Like, I mean, who can compete, you know, against Bruce Springsteen? Like, I don't know. I do in a heartbeat. Like, please. Even at his advanced age, he looks pretty good. Yeah. All right. Enough of that. Maybe I'll play some Bruce Springsteen soon. I'm quite infatuated with his record. What's it called? Magic, that was released just over 10 years ago. That's such a good record. I've been listening so much to it. So maybe I'll play us something from that. But this is CITR. This is like indie rock station. This is independent music. So I don't know. It's a little frown upon to play things like Bruce Springsteen. But anyways, whatever. So prior to Death Valley Girls, let's get back into what I was trying to tell us. What songs we listened to? And that was The Breeders. That was good. That was very good. That's new. That was released back in October. New Breeders. Yeah, it's called All Nerve, that record. And we heard Wait in the Car. And then before that, we heard From Glad Rags, the song Popsicles, from their self-titled album. Those guys are local, Glad Rags. And that's that. I am here until 8, at which point McConan and his show Mix Cassette come on the air. So that's exciting. So stay tuned. And yeah, we're going to continue on. I've been so good. I've played all Canadian music except for the OCs. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. what are we going to hear next? Oh, we're going to go back to 96. And we're going to hear something from my ex-husband's band. I met him actually in that year, 1996, in Detroit, as a matter of fact. And we're going to hear When She Was Happy. And this is Pluto. Those guys are one of the very early Mint Records guys. They were on Mint, early band. This is, like I said, one of my favorite songs of theirs. And let's hear it. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this here is Pluto. Whoop, let me try that again. Looking at the way she plans, and she wants a divorce. All her friends don't understand. They think he's gorgeous. Now she's gonna move to Hollywood. Let me give you my card. Maybe if I'm in the neighborhood, we can go.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Whoa! Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Is she pretty on the inside? Is she pretty from the back?
Oh,
You're listening to CITR. That right there is Hole from 1991 with Pretty on the Inside. Now, this is interesting because it seems like so many songs that I've played tonight have been the title tracks of these records. So, for example, Pretty on the Inside is the track off the record Pretty on the Inside. I did the same, let's take a look here, with Broken Social Scene, Hug of Thunder, off the record Hug of Thunder. I've done New Pornographers, Whiteout Conditions, from the record Whiteout Conditions. There's a lot of those songs tonight. Anyways, all right, I have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to leave us with Sonic Avenues. These guys are out of Montreal, and we're going to hear the song Mistakes, like one of my favorite songs. Oh, but wait a second, I didn't tell you who we heard before Hole. All right, so before that we heard the Ramones with my favorite Ramones song, which is Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Unless, depending on where you live, sometimes that song is referred to as My Brain is Hanging Upside Down. There was something to do, I think England, it was slightly different. It was like a single release there. I forget. I used to know the story. But anyways, that's off the record, Animal Boy. And then we did hear some Bruce in there before that with Living in the Future from his 07 record, Magic. Yes. All right, so I will see you guys in like 4 weeks, I guess. It's 7:57, and in a few minutes, McConan and his show, Mixed Cassette, should be starting. All right, so here we go. This here is Sonic Avenues from the record. What's it called? Oh, the record is called Mistakes. Sorry, the record is called Mistakes. We're going to hear Lost and Found. That is correct. Yes, I get to go home. It's been a long day, as it always is. And this is me, Anita B, saying adios. Have yourselves a good night and keep listening to CITR. And here we go, Sonic Avenues.
Together. I'm Ashkan.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're Red.